CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 23rd of November. Here are the main news headlines. Could your skills and experience support the RSGB board? Let the Society know your plans for British Science Week 2026. At the RSGB is looking for a volunteer accessibility champion. Do you have the skills and experience that would make you an asset to the RSGB board? The RSG board elections process has begun and there are two routes to becoming a board director. This week's focus is on nominated directors and there are two vacancies this year. Nominated directors are selected by the Society's Nominations Committee and then the RSGB membership votes to endorse them at the AGM. The closing date for these vacancies is the 5th of December 2025, so don't delay. There's no functional difference between a nominated or elected director and all serve the board in the same way for a three-year term. If you'd like to know more about what is required of an RSGB board director, the first step is to read the candidate pack for elected directors on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/elections. After that, if you'd like to express your interest in being a nominated director or would like an informal chat, email the RSGB company secretary Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, via company.secretary@rsgb.org.uk. Preparations for Science Week 2006 are already underway. RSGB British Science Week Coordinator Professor Ian Neal, G7IGN, is working on guidance and activity suggestions that you could use to get involved. The annual event is a celebration of science, technology, engineering and maths and is run by the British Science Association. It has chosen curiosity as its theme for 2026, which fits perfectly with amateur radio. This campaign is a brilliant opportunity for radio amateurs to share their passion with others. This could be through organising an open day for the local community, setting up a build-a-thon for a club evening, operating a special event station from your local library, or even supervising your friends and family in making their first QSO. The options are endless, and if this has piqued your interest and you would like to share your thoughts, ideas and plans with Ian, get in touch via bsw@rsgb.org.uk. You can see what other people did last year and find the RSGB's resource bank at rsgb.org/bsw. The RSGB is looking for a proactive and knowledgeable volunteer to serve as its new accessibility champion. This important role will focus on ensuring that people with disabilities can fully participate and enjoy everything that amateur radio has to offer. Key responsibilities of the role will be engaging with the amateur radio community, serving as a point of contact and signposting people to resources that can help them, as well as raising awareness of the challenges faced by individuals and sharing inspiring stories. If you have a strong understanding of accessibility issues, ideally with personal experience or professional expertise, and are passionate about inclusion with amateur radio, the Society would love to hear from you. If you're interested in finding out more, including having a chat about the role, please first read the full role description on the RSGB website under Volunteers, and then contact RSGB Board Director Nathan Nuttall to Mike Zero Oscar Charlie Charlie. Did you see the Meteor Beacon project presentation by Brian Coleman, G4NNS, at the RSGB convention or on the convention live stream? Would you like to explore the science that the project supports and be involved in the technical research and activities? Brian is creating a small group to contribute to the ongoing development of the project and will start to record, classify and analyse the data the system can already gather. If you'd like to know more about the project, you can watch Brian's presentation on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheRSGB. If you'd like to be part of the ongoing development group, please contact Brian via brian@brcg4nns.org for a chat about what could be involved. Today is the last day to give the RSGB HF Contest Committee your comments to help shape the rules for the HF contests next year. The online survey includes questions on self-spotting and slow-speed CW. You can find the survey via tinyurl.com/HFcontests. Please send all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk at no later than 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events. On Sunday the 30th of November, Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Rally takes place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham. Traders, caterers, ample parking and disabled facilities will be available. More information and downloadable trader forms, visit barac.org.uk. Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair 2025 will be held on the 7th of December at Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. Doors open 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Entry £3, and there's no charge for partners and under-16s. More details, contact Phil G6DLJ on 07990 563 147 or email wrgfigures2024@hotmail.com. Special event news. Special event station GW130WRD is active until the 30th of November, marking the 130th anniversary of the discovery of X-rays. Recently, the station was spotted using FT8 on the 40-metre band, QSL via M0KZT. See QRZ.com for more. Special call sign GB70RS is in use to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the RSGB's weekly news service, GB2RS, which had been running continuously since the 25th of September 1955. A team of amateurs is using the call sign on a variety of bands and modes, QSL via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. More information, visit GB70RS page on qrz.com. DX News, Phil C21TS is active from Nauru OC031 until the 30th of November. Station is often spotted on the HF bands using FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World or OQRS. Darek TJ1GD is operating as TL8GD from the Central African Republic until the 30th of November. He's using CWFT8 and SSB on the HF bands, QSL via logbooks OQRS, Logbook of the World or via SP3EOL. Contest news, Tuesday the 25th, RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs 19:30 to 22:30 UTC, all modes on the 13-centimetre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 26th, UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs 20:00 to 21:00 UTC, CW on the 80-metre band, exchanges your 6-character locator. Thursday the 27th, 3.5 megs RSGB Autumn Series CW contest runs 20:00 to 21:30 UTC, CW on the 80-metre band, exchanges signal report and serial number. CQ Worldwide DXCW contest starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 29th, ends 23:59 UTC, Sunday the 30th of November, CW on the 160 to 10-metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchanges signal report and CQ zone, which for the UK is 14. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, after the solar mayhem we reported last week on GB2RS News, the sun has been relatively quiet over the past week. The maximum KP index we saw was 4 on Monday the 17th, but otherwise it was often below 1 or 2. The result is that the ionosphere has been more stable and DX has been more forthcoming. Unfortunately, this coincided with a drop in sunspot numbers and the solar flux index fell from 163 on the 12th to 123 on the 20th. However, 123 is still enough to get things moving and we've seen some good DX being worked. CDXC's Slack chat mode group, I should say, has reported several impressive contacts. VK9DX on Norfolk Island was worked on the 15-metre band using CW, ZL7 / LZ1 GC on the Chatham Islands was logged on 40-metre band using CW, S79 / OK6RA in the Seychelles appeared on the 10-metre band using CW. Another interesting spot was JA7BXS on the 80-metre band using CW on the morning of Thursday the 20th, showing that the low bands are becoming more interesting as we head into winter. DX on the 80-metre band has little to do with the solar flux index, but can be influenced by geomagnetic disturbances. Hence, these quieter periods have allowed the 1480-metre bands to shine. For the coming week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may decline even more, perhaps down to 105 or 110. However, it doesn't look as though our run of quiet geomagnetic indices may come to an end. It does look like our run of quiet geomagnetic indices may come to an end with the KP index of 5 predicted on the 24th to the 27th of November. In fact, we could have unsettled geomagnetic conditions until the end of the month. So this may be a good time to start concentrating on the lower bands such as 40 and 80 metres. You never know, they might surprise you. And don't forget the CQ Worldwide CW contest is taking place during the weekend of the 29th and 30th. Also, always a good opportunity for DX. Now for VHF and up propagation from G3YLA and G4BAO, they write, the current spell of unsettled weather is very much in a cold phase, but although it continues to be unsettled, it'll be milder and wetter in the coming week. Perhaps more important is that at times it will be very windy and with gales in some areas. For propagation, this means that the one feature absent from the present charts is any high pressure to bring tropo conditions. This means that the other modes take on more importance. Auroras have provided some recent interest, and although there's nothing dramatic in the immediate future, keep a watching brief for a rising KP index. A good guide for impending activity is if the KP index increases above 5. Rain scatter prospects are likely to be good during the coming week as several active frontal systems across the country. Notably, the evening of Wednesday the 19th saw trans-North Sea propagation visible on the Margate 24 gigs web SDR. This extends into the morning of Thursday the 19th, but unfortunately no coastal stations were around to make QSOs. While rain scatter is a gigahertz band activity, on the lower bands you may find some increase in static levels due to lightning activity or even snow static before the weather turns milder. There is not expected to be strong showing of sporadic in the coming weeks since we are well out of season. Southern UK stations should continue to watch out for fleeting F-layer DX openings on 50 megs, especially to Africa and Asia. For EME operators, the moon's declination is at its lowest and negative all week, so moon window length is short and peak elevation low. We passed apogee on the 20th of November, so path losses are decreasing again. 144 MHz sky noise is high today, the 23rd, but will become lower as the week progresses. And that's it from the propagation team this week, so from me likewise. Until next week.